Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Brothers and sisters, draw your strength from the Lord and from His mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. So stand fast with your loins girded in truth, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate, and your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. You know what? Let me just pause here and say, you know, we can be so angry about something and we're telling them what's wrong that we could say things we don't really believe or things we don't really intend to because we're so angry at that moment. He says, you want righteousness as a breastplate and your feet shod and ready for the gospel of peace. So think about that. Pray about that before you go to somebody. Don't just give vent to all your emotions and your anger. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. They may know that you're angry. It's how you express it. You don't want to defeat the person. You want to help them, don't you? If you don't, then you better reconsider your relationships, really. Because anybody that I'm friends with, I want their best. I want their best. And God has given me some very, very good friends. And I pray that you have some very good friends too. But what you do, what you need to do, is you want righteousness as a breastplate and your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I could stop here for the next half hour and say, how do you read Scripture? Do you read it every day? Do you take time with God's Word? Do you allow God's Word to form you? I know sometimes you can say, well, I don't understand this or I don't understand that. Write to me. Talk to your parish priest. They'll help you. The important thing is you want your heart filled with the truth. And the truth that comes from God will set you free. You'll be a different person when you allow the Word of God to shape your life. I really encourage that you begin by reading all the four Gospels first, slowly, one a day, or one every 2 days. But read the Gospels slowly first. Meditate on them. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You'll hear some of the same stories, but you'll have a different message that creates a whole. And I want to encourage you to know the beauty and the power of Scripture to change your life, deeply affect your life. And the more that you do that, will God draw nearer to you. Take this helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So read it. Even if it's just, you know, a chapter a day, that's fine. Or half a chapter a day. But read it daily. With all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit. To that end, be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the holy ones and also for me, says Paul, that speech may be given me to open my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, so that I may have the courage to speak as I must. It's not easy sometimes, but you can be in a situation where you know what God's word says. I don't mean to get up and preach. I don't even mean you need to say it right there. But the person most affected, you should go to them and say, here's what God says. If you follow God's way, you will be set free. Really. Psalm 144 says to us, blessed be the Lord my rock. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war, my mercy and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. O God, I will sing a new song to you. With a 10-stringed lyre, I will chant your praise. You who give victory to kings and deliver David your servant from the evil sword. When we're in the midst of conflict of some time, stop. Go to the Lord and pray. Ask the Lord, what would you have me do? Help me to know. And sometimes they don't hear an answer, or I don't mean that I hear answers, but sometimes you get inspired to open up a particular passage of scripture or someone that has spoken something in a talk that really touched you. Those words come back to your mind. But also, as you read the scripture daily, and I'm not saying read the whole book right away. No, slowly. Read half a chapter a day if you can. Read it. Ponder it. Because God's word is living. God's word is so powerful it can separate bone from marrow, we're told. You who are seeking to understand and to help a situation, ask him. Ask him. And read the scriptures. And I think there you'll find your answer. If not, write to me. Tell me. And I can show you what to do. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 31 to 35, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, go away. Go away. Leave this area because Herod wants to kill you. He replied, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my day, today, tomorrow, and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned, but I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's quite a gospel, brothers and sisters. He's calling us on, and he's calling us to listen to him, to read his word. If you have a Magnificat or some magazine, you can read ahead, and then you will know clearly what the passages are for the next Sunday and the Sunday after that. But I want to encourage you, please, brothers and sisters, take the word of God seriously, most seriously. I remember as a child walking into homes and the Bibles were worn. They were there in the house. I don't see it that much anymore. The Bible no longer seems to have a prominent place in the life of this nation, and it needs to. And so I encourage you right now to start it. Go back, pick up the Bible, read the Gospels first. I told you this before and I'm saying it again. Read the Gospels first, slowly. That should take you a good month. Don't speed read, really read. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then when you've done that, then go back to the beginning of the Bible and begin to get the history. But read the Gospels first. They will help you. We have to realize that our Lord is not alone in gazing on us. The adversary, the evil one, does likewise. It is a primary effort of the devil to accuse us of a perpetual unworthiness before God, of unsuitability for any friendship with God. For many people, great or small in their sins, this accusation is perhaps received at face value. The evidence of their sins is indisputable, and the conclusion is not argued. The sense of unworthiness is embraced as a truth without qualification. What follows for a soul is often some sense of remoteness from God, a lack of confidence, an unwillingness to draw closer because the door seems closed. The door is never closed to you. These are the words of Father Don Haggerty. I really want to encourage you, if you can, you know, it's a very, very good little book. If you haven't had it, it's the Magnificat magazine. It's very helpful. It's a book that I pick up frequently during the week and read the meditations of the day. I just become surrounded in a certain way by the Word of God. He is my rock. And that's what Psalm 44 tells us. Blessed be the Lord my rock. And that's what we want. That's what we want to be. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how really to encourage you. I can say read this or read that, and I do mean it. But brothers and sisters, this is not like the word in any other book. This word is living. This word is active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. This word can change your life. I mean that. I'm not exaggerating on that. It changed mine. It can change yours. The more I read, the more I see what God in Christ has given us, the more grateful I am to God, and the more desirous I become of following His word, seeking to do what He has asked. I want you to know that same joy and that same certainty. I don't mean bragging of anything. I don't mean proud. I just mean the certain assurance it gives you of God speaking to you through His word. And I want to encourage you to really experience that. After you've read the word of God, say daily for a month, and that means just read one passage. You don't have to read the Bible. Just read one section of a chapter every day or a certain section, and then see what God does in your life. Let me know, please. I would be delighted to hear that because I know it changed my life. And I don't mean I was a great sinner. I just had no idea of the treasure that was there for me in His word. It was just something you listen to at a sermon on Sunday. This word really comes alive. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.